You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Yo, this is Spanky Hayes. Yeah, that guy. Faux pas, the funniest guy ever, dot, 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 yada, yada, yada. You're watching Knockouts and Three Counts. Well, you're not watching it, you're listening to it. But you're listening so hard that you can see it.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh, shit, here we go.
Oh. Oh.
He's going to die, ladies and gents. He's only got so much air.
Fuck you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 20. Is this 22, 21? What episode are we on, Randy?
I said 22 on Facebook.
Okay, we're on episode 22.
On Double Deuce.
That's episode. The record right now.
What's that?
That's the record right now. For the ladies and gentlemen.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, the longest ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes. It lasted 22 seconds. So episode 22 of Knockouts and Three Counts. And hey, we're just here. We have no guests this week, but we're going to have fun. We're going to
talk some shit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's go ahead and run around the table real quick. We'll start off with to the man in the red. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Motherfucker looking like a box of Skittles.
Hey, man. I'm always wearing
you the one with the fluorescent green on, brother.
You got right here looking like John Cena right now.
Hey, if I look like John Cena, bro, then I'm rich.
Do not disrespect the damn... Don't disrespect John Cena, okay?
Yeah, Tony, you got to see the ensemble I have on today. It's all black and highlighter green, so they're trying to go
like a highlighter.
Hey, Tony, how about that Goldust versus John Cena match last night?
Man, John Cena is the GOAT, man. I keep telling y'all, man. Y'all go show some respect to that man one day or sooner or later.
Save it for the intros.
All right. Kevin Russ, tell the people who you are.
Kevin D. Russ on Facebook. My friends, I got a... Six people looking at me right now. More to come, I'm pretty sure.
What's up?
On Instagram and Twitter, it's underscore main eight.
Underscore.
Yes, it's the same thing. My mama loved me.
Damn it. You're supposed to let me do that, all right. It's too late.
Call that a preemptive strike.
So he's trying. Shots are fired already. You're too far from the mic, motherfucker.
Oh, thank you, brother.
Mr. Collison, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling pretty bright today. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit Knockout, and find me on Facebook at Kyle Collison.
All righty. To the man that didn't make it in studio today, but to the man on the phone, Mr. Tony motherfucking Thunder. Oh.
Yes, it is I, the motherfucking Thunder of Tony. And
the motherfucking Thunder of Tony.
Yes. What happened was, I'm Tony Thunder. Wait, Randy has cleared it up for us. I'm not Tony Thunder on Instagram. I'm Tony underscore Thunder on Instagram.
Yes, sir.
Tony Thunder everywhere else except Twitter. I'm at the Tony Thunder. If you've been listening, you know why.
Hey, Tony, you know what? Tim just gave you a Mizzy's Award.
Oh, see, no, I'm not playing that today. I'm gonna have a hold on one second. I'm gonna have a replacement come in the studio for me today, just because y'all want to give me Mizzies and shit.
Hey, Tony, you got any shows coming up this weekend, man? Tony,
got a replacement for real, huh?
We've lost Tony.
Where's Tony, motherfucker?
The call is still connected.
Call from the payphone. That's what happened.
Well, cops must have got word to the burner.
Well, while we try to get Tony back, I am Devin McKenzie. You can hit me up on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinThe63. You can check me out on Instagram at All Steak No Sizzle. That's one word. Hey, if you're looking for a car, make sure you check out SouthfieldQualityCars.com. And when you go in there to buy your car, you know it's tax season. You got that nice refund check. You about to go in there and buy you a car. Go in there and use the reference number 19309.
1939.
No. It's 19309.
1939.
Randy is going to slap the shit out of
you.
Randy hates you, Kyle. look a highlighter today.
Look here. This motherfucker.
He wants to slap the shit out of you.
Look here. This motherfucker already was starting the show off with the bang in the show before the show that you missed, and we can talk about off the air.
Yeah, we'll talk about that off the air. But go ahead, get you a car. 19309 is the reference code.
1939.
If you can't remember anybody's social media handles or don't remember that reference code, visit the new website, KO3C.
Look at Randy on top of the ball.
Shout out to
Randy.
See, shout out to that motherfucker at the end of the table.
Hey,
Randy. Hey, I just want to let you know, Randy, they can see your Facebook sometimes. So, you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Well, I tagged Randy in the show notes on my, when I shared it because he was shooting shots at you. I figured it was pretty funny.
Randy, go ahead. Throw your social media out there real quick, man.
Yeah, that's why I said you needed to see the show before the show.
Let Randy throw his social media out there for the peoples.
You can follow me on Twitter at Randy Walker or Instagram at Randy Walker 83.
All right. Hey, glad to see you're in studio, man. Feeling good, man. So, all right. Kyle, let's talk a little MMA, man.
I'm down with it.
Talk a little bit.
What
about
the fuck happened? I was falling asleep.
So Devin, for those who don't know, Devin about fell out of the chair, and I thought I was going to have to catch him. But basically, what happened was Frankie Edgar caught that uppercut two piece and got knocked out by Brian Ortega, which I didn't see that coming because I thought if anyone was going to knock somebody out, it was going to be Frankie. But yeah, he got slept. And then Cyborg demolished another chick and basically manhandled her.
Yeah,
so,
I actually saw the – did I see the Frankie Edgar one?
You saw the Frankie Edgar.
Yeah, I didn't see the Cyborg fight.
You saw part of the Frankie Edgar before you started to, like, doze in and out and pull a Kyle.
How you fall asleep on the fights, man?
See, man, look, I had to get up at 4:30 in the morning, work all day. Then we went to NXT. And then we went to the bar.
For those of you
fights.
Who are watching live, you can see I'm playing the world's smallest violin, considering I had to get up at 1:30 in the morning, slept for 3 hours, and then came there.
Hey, speaking of sleeping and getting up.
Hey, fuck y'all sleep. Kyle. Talk about something else.
Yeah.
Fuck you, bitch.
Coming in the studio.
I want to say that my dedication to the content for the show, motherfucker, I went not only to NXT, I watched the fights, and then went right from Royal Oak to work. So I'm dedicated, motherfuckers.
Congratulations.
Fuck all y'all.
And yes, I won a consolation prize, Kevin, before it comes out of your mouth, bitch.
Here. Yeah, but shout out to Kyle, man. He couldn't make it on the show. He's, man, that dude's working a hell of a schedule right now.
He driving the bus.
For real.
Yeah. But, yeah, I thought Frankie
Hey,
Edgar-
somebody go, Kevin, while they talk about the fights, since I know you know, you're not too big on the fights and you don't really care, can you go let my replacement in the building, please?
Oh, my God.
Who's your replacement? Hello.
I got a replacement coming
Hello.
In.
This motherfucker. This motherfucker is prepared.
Is this motherfucker here?
Oh, no.
He's got
me? No, I'm not there. My replacement is there. He's Rat Pack, man. You gotta Uh-oh. Show some love.
Here we go.
We got a surprise guest coming in. Pack. Is this
Rat Pack, man? Rat Pack affiliate. Sean Tyler's in the building.
Oh, okay.
That's oh shit!
It's about to be Pack as fucking here.
Yeah.
But real quick,
Kevin, if you could do the honors, though, you know. Well,
yeah, Kevin's already out of the studio.
He's opening the door now for our guests.
But as far as the fights go, yeah, I didn't see Frankie getting knocked out like that. And
I don't think he's ever been knocked out like
that. No, he's the first. That's the first person to ever finish him.
And a shout out to him for taking that fight, man, because he
didn't
have
to.
Take that fight,
he had
man.
The title shot locked up regardless and said he wanted to take the fight anyway. Right. What about that 17-year-old kid, Sean O'Malley or Shane O'Malley? The kid that broke
they
his foot.
They let a 17-year-old kid fight?
Yeah. And then and the kid's already talking about how he's got his own strains of weed and shit coming out before the fight and everything, which I'm
Shout
just...
Shout out to that kid, man.
Hey, so let's talk about that, though. And Kevin said he's not here
let's
yet.
Let's talk about weed?
No, well, my whole point with that
you
is...
You smoke weed?
Hey, man, I've known to dabble a time or two, but the whole... The thing with USADA and them drug testing, I would think that probably wouldn't be the best thing for you to be promoting that you might be coming out with. That's a playbook.
Who, me?
Not you. No, I'm talking about the kid Sean that was O'Malley. Fighting. He came right out in a pre-fight interview. He's like, yeah, I've got my own strand of weed, and it's a mix of this one and this one. I'm like, wow, that's a great thing to just come out right on live TV and say. Like,
his name is Bones Jones. You can
Well, he came with his own strand of cocaine. Shout out to a couple past guests, man. We had Sam Alvey. He fought, was it two, three weeks ago?
Knocked that motherfucker out in the first round.
And then shout out to another past guest and guy you can hear right here on Podcast Detroit, Mr.
On the undercard.
Yes, sir. Mr. Cody Stamen. He Got another victory against
and
Mr.
Stuffed a record 22 takedowns from Brian Carraway.
Yes, sir. And he's now ranked number 8 in that division, man. So shout out to Cody Stamen.
Tony hung up on us.
Uh-oh.
Probably because Sean called him, but
yeah,
Tony doesn't love us anymore.
Sean's coming in.
Supposed to be.
Is that it must be him? He ain't nobody. They just the car just running.
All right. Well, we'll figure it out. But yeah, shout out to Cody Stamen, man. I'm proud to see him in
yeah, he's supposed to be top 10 now.
He's number eight.
Nice. Right nice.
Yeah, I shot him a message on Instagram and, you know, congratulate him and all that good stuff, man. So shout out to him. And he had a goal that this year he was going to be ranked in the top 10 in that division, and he's accomplished that goal, man.
Well,
so
beating Brian Carraway is a big win. I mean,
definitely. Yeah, so Brian Carraway's taking a lot of losses right now, man.
I was just about to say that, but yeah.
That lost Misha
That's
Tate.
The only fight I actually seen.
He lost Misha
Who,
Tate.
Brian Kara?
Yeah.
I caught and the, I was caught dating the her for how long? And the old boy got her pregnant and how short of a time? And now, I mean, you lost your chance there, brother.
Man, I've seen her up close and personal, man. That's a hell of a loss.
Misha Tate's hot.
That's a nice booty she has there. Matter of fact, I was there. That you ever seen the famous video of the security guard, the cop that was looking at her butt?
No.
During the weigh-in.
No.
Oh man, go on! All you guys listening and watching on Podcast Detroit and SoundCloud and on Facebook Live, go ahead and Google or go to YouTube and look up Misha Tate, cop booty. Just throw those words in there.
Just random.
Yeah, just throw those words in there. Trust me, to come.
Misha
on.
Tate. Cop booty.
Yeah. Yeah, well, at the way is the cop was checking her out when, you know, when she was on the scales or whatever.
Well, I mean, at least the man's got
good taste.
Yeah. I was about to say.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and also in the MMA sphere, we at Knockouts and Three Counts have some things coming here in the horizon within the next month or so.
All right. What we got, man? What we got?
Coming here March 27th, we have Marco Smallman and Muneeb Al-Samni coming in, past guest of the show, and Marco, who will be fighting for the welterweight title April 14th. We also have on April 3rd, when we do our pre-show for WrestleMania, we also will be bringing in Adrian the Eagle Harjabij, who is quite the celebrity over there in Albania and was on the list for the UFC Contender Series. So check out those. And then April 14th, we will be live at the we will be live and in living color at the TXC Fights, Novi Suburban Showplace. Hit me up if you need to get some tickets. I'm going to get with the promoter, see if I can get them. And otherwise, you can get them at the door or wherever else you need them. But this may very well sell out, so you guys need to be in the building. Come support your boys, if nothing else.
And where's that fight at one more time?
Novi Suburban Showplace.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Looking forward to that show, man. That's going to be big for us, man, actually doing a live show from there, man.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Joe Battaglia.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
So anything else coming up on in MMA that we need to talk about, man, that you can think of? Because there's no more pay-per-views for like another month. That's a big card. That's the card with Rose and Joanna in the rematch.
I'm really kind of bummed about that because I want to see
I'm kind of bummed that my phone just like signal faded and shit, but I'm back. I just wanted to let y'all know that.
Okay, just for the listeners. Unfortunately, just for the listeners, don't lie. Tony just doesn't love us anymore.
Yeah. Unfortunately, my pack ass replacement couldn't make it. Oh. So I guess the studio just won't be receiving any pack today.
No
pack. But
well, we got you on the phone, man.
That's not fun. Yeah.
That's packing
up. That's packing fuck. But the studio packed, y'all packed to me, but you know what I mean.
We're not official pack. We're pack affiliates.
Yeah. Y'all affiliated with the pack.
I guess that's good enough.
That. Yeah, it's good enough.
Pack affiliated. That
Kevin
watch,
back in there. Kevin,
watch,
you back in there?
Oh, yeah, I'm
in
here.
Watch, we'll end up putting that on the back of the shirt when the shirts come out. We're pack affiliated.
Yeah, but Kyle, what was you saying about Rose versus John?
Dude, those fights are going to be badass, but I'm going to be in New Orleans for Mania, so I might have to try to find a way to watch that after NXT.
That is the same day as NXT, man. That sucks.
So I'm going to have to find a Buffalo Wild Wings or somewhere showing that bitch like ASAP. And they got Tony Ferguson versus Khabib that day.
Yep.
I'm going to have to see, even though I like Tony Ferguson because he's from Michigan, Khabib is going to maul that dude. I'm just going to say that now. Khabib is going to murder that guy, and I wouldn't want to fight Khabib, and if I did, I would have to not only kick him in the dick, I'd drop kick him in the dick.
But you also don't know that is his finisher move.
Hey, it's the, you know, they always say, you know, the key to a good finisher is something I can hit on anybody. I can hit that on anybody.
Hold on, we have a Rat Pad hater on Facebook.
Wow. Oh, wow.
And that's Alicia, your Roman Reigns buddy.
Man, your tag team partner turned on you. I think Tony's phone might have went.
Tony? Yeah, he dropped again.
Damn it.
Hey, damn, Tony.
You need more credit for your payphone.
Alicia, I blame you. It's your fucking fault.
Blame you, Alicia.
It's you, and if anybody, it's Roman Reigns' fault. Fuck Roman, even though Roman's a cool dude. But just for sake of argument, fuck Roman.
What is May 25th?
May 25th?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
I don't know either. Somebody just asked me what's May 25th.
I said April 14th, but
the 25th day in May, I guess. I don't know.
The day after the 24th and the one after the one before 26th.
What?
All right, let's get this back on the rails. Let's talk a little bit of wrestling, man.
Wrestling.
And we're not going to talk about the main roster, the main product yet.
Why don't we talk about what we did last weekend?
Right, that's exactly what I was going with.
See, there, I can read your mind.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that.
I don't know that I want to.
Well, let's start off first with what you did on Friday, man.
I got to meet the beautiful Miss Charlotte Flair.
Allegedly beautiful. Excuse me.
Shit, unless you're gay, I mean. Hey. Oh, my bad, didn't think about that, but yeah.
I don't know who she is. She should be beautiful, I don't.
Devin's just a hater, but yeah, she's beautiful. Anyways, she was super cool, though. I have to say, a lot of those people, you never know whether they're going to be cool or not.
Right.
She took the time to, like, there were a couple kids in wheelchairs, and, like, she went and personally made sure she went down to go check them out and all that good stuff, too. So she included everybody and went around and took a couple pictures with people who got cut off in the line and stuff like that, too. So
okay.
I thought it was cool anyway.
That's what's up. And we had Roman Reigns here as well. And we have somebody call in later on to talk about that situation. Excuse me. But also this
you
weekend.
Poor soul.
Also this weekend was NXT Detroit, man. Unfortunately, Kyle wasn't able to make it for that. But
Kyle was able to make it.
Not Kyle. God damn it. Too many K's on the show. Kevin wasn't able to make
it.
Unfortunately. So sad about it.
Have you been to an NXT?
No, I have not.
Oh, man. We got to go to Chicago, man.
You need to get your life together. You better be in Chicago.
You got to go to Chicago.
I'm going to Chicago, brother.
Yeah, but you said you ain't going to TakeOver. TakeOver.
I understand. I got to pick one or the other. Can't be both.
Damn.
Honestly, man.
I might take TakeOver. I was about to say, I might pick
you
TakeOver.
You might need to pick TakeOver, dog.
I might. Just might.
But, yeah, we went to the NXT house show here. What the fuck was that?
My neck hurt. My neck hurt. You ain't never cracked your neck before? Shit.
Not like headbutting the microphone. No?
Technically, for the record, I did not headbutt the microphone, but all right.
Okay. But yeah, we went to the NXT house show here in Detroit, Royal Oak, at the Royal Oak Music Theater. I had a great time. It was your first house show, wasn't it, Kyle?
For NXT, yeah.
Yeah, what did you think, man?
I thought, dude, that whole card was pretty good, in my opinion.
Wait, do I hear Tony Thunder?
Do you hear me?
Yes, motherfucker, because you keep leaving us.
Look.
See, what happened is my phone signal sucks, and apparently my PAC affiliate is at the door. So
okay, I'm about to go try to open the phone again. Hold on, people.
Tony, do you have Skype?
Yes, I do.
I just texted you.
Oh, okay. I wonder what that text message came from, but yeah.
One second.
Uh-oh. They're plotting against us, Devin. This is where they try to kill us all.
Nah, they try to get a good signal. That's what that is.
Shut up. You should have went with the first name.
This is a motherfucking bill. God damn.
What the damn.
And look at, hot damn, and look at you. You got the rat pack motherfucking thunder in the building. Damn.
It's a Tony motherfucking Thunder in the studio.
Holy shit.
Hey, bro, and you got shouted out Thunder.
Now I have to reposition the whole damn camera. And
Tony's fucking shit up.
Tony motherfucking Thunder.
There's always somebody unexpected that comes in and they got to readjust the camera. and good horns. The mic not even on.
Yeah, the mic's not even on yet.
Say something.
Something.
Oh, shit, he's on now.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Well, what a surprise, man. We've got like 4/5 of the show here now.
Yeah, man. I let off the pepper call, and I got to be up at 5 in the morning. I won't be home till about 2 or 3.
Yeah, pepper.
Hey, I feel you after this weekend, dog.
Hey, you know.
But
if you were so close, why weren't you here from the get-go?
I was on my way.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, so what were we saying? NXT house show, man. Great show. Very good card. Got to see Velveteen Dream versus Aleister Black live in person.
Which was fucking great.
Like, I can only imagine what that thing was like at the TakeOver, man. But if it was anything like that or better, man, it was a hell of a match.
I thought it was great, so.
All I'm saying is they got to get that brother a fucking T-shirt, man.
A Velveteen?
Yeah.
Dog, tell me why as soon as he comes out, the first thing this motherfucker does is stands up. Somebody get this fucking man a T-shirt so I can go buy it.
Yeah. Tell him. You got to tell him, man.
Like, dude, I want to give you my money. Just give me a fucking Velveteen Dream T-shirt, man.
So another thing that I really liked from that show that, I mean, it maybe might have been minuscule to some people is I liked how they kind of kept a story to it. Because early in the beginning of the show, you had Shayna Baszler come out and jump Dakota Kai. And then later on, you had Shayna Baszler versus Kairi Sane. And then Dakota Kai was like, fuck that bitch. You're going to get yours. And then they jumped her. So I thought it was kind of cool how they kept the story going through the show.
Oh, yeah.
I like stories. I like story time.
Yeah.
Storytelling, man. That's what makes the business go around.
And shout out to past guests of the show, Tara LaRosa, who was in the front row as a guest for Shayna Baszler.
Also, shout out to Salim, who always showing support, liking the posting.
Yeah, shout out.
Watching. Yes. Salim, man, you the realest.
For sure, though.
I can hear
myself. He was a great guest,
that.
Too.
Yeah, man, we got to get Sal back on the show, for sure.
I enjoyed that
interview. Pally Prince. Y'all missed out on the Pally Prince, so... next time we get him on the show, y'all.
Me and Tony held the fort down.
Yeah, yeah, and we got to get him at Festivus, too. So.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
Festivus, motherfuckers.
Festivus.
To those of y'all who don't know what Festivus is.
You will know real soon.
It was an imaginary show that we made fun of until it actually became a real thing. So
it's in the works.
It's now in the works. It's actually like, it's really happening now.
We're covering all ends of the combat sports spectrum.
Are we all in?
I would like to go to All In.
I mean, I would say that we all copyrighted, but
I mean, oh, we're Festivus.
That's why I said I would like to go all in. But
we're Festivus.
Okay. Kevin,
Kevin doesn't know how to talk into the microphone.
Scared of the, I think he's scared of the microphone, but we'll work on
that. I ain't afraid of no microphone.
I ain't scared of no ghosts.
Oh my God! Thank God he didn't say what I thought he was gonna say.
I just want to show off my socks for no reason.
What?
Oh, no,
are those dead?
Look at the socks for no reason.
Show the socks again.
Oh, yeah.
Deadpool socks.
It matches Devin's hoodie.
I just wanted
to show off my socks because I saw his hoodie and I got jealous. So my socks don't match my shirt, but they nice socks.
Hey, I'm not going to lie, though. I'm digging the hoodie.
Yeah. Oh, man. I got it.
Hello.
I got it.
Look at his hoodie.
It's pack.
I'm not going to lie. That's pretty dope.
Pack as fuck.
I feel like eventually
initials. I wanted 23 on there, but the initials is just as cool, you know?
I like the initials better.
TT.
That's 23, man. 23 the greatest.
Hey, TT. I'm sorry.
See, that's why I didn't want the letters on there. That's exactly why. I'm nobody's TT.
I feel like we should eventually get a knockout of 3-count shit, too. Once we get the T-shirts,
that'd be dope.
Man,
we'll have this.
I think that would be merch coming soon, everybody.
We'll have this production meeting.
The microphone
coming soon.
But Mr. Thunder, man,
that's me.
What did you get into this weekend, man?
This weekend. Oh, let me tell y'all. Right, so it was a mosh pit battle royal.
What?
A mosh pit battle royal.
What the fuck is a mosh pit battle royal?
Exactly what it sounds like.
Oh, no.
Everybody got in the ring. They played some hardcore heavy metal music. Everybody started moshing. Next thing I know, everybody getting thrown over the ropes. I just tried to make sure my teddy bear was safe, right? And then I held on to my teddy bear, and then these two big giants got in the ring right next to each other. Terrell Kenneth, Joey Stein, they was in each other's face. And I was like, hey, I'm big too. And I stood in the middle, and they mushed my face like, mm. And then I was like, hold on. I said, I am big. And the other one mushed my face like, mm. And then I fell to the side, and they fought each other. And I came back and said, I am big. Drop kicked them both. Boom, boom. Hit one with a spinning wheel kick. Boom, kick. Boom. Hit the other one with a forearm. Boom. And I was like, feeling it. Like, ah. Then one of them just blew my shit out like, If you watch the video,
he said he blew my shit.
If you watch the video, he clearly blew. Shout out to Joy Stein. He blew my shit straight out like this. And if you watch the video, you see he clearly. I'm surprised I'm not bruised or swelling nowhere.
You out, then.
He fucked me up with a nice shot. Bow. And I was like, all right, turned around to a power bomb. Boom, I was out. They was fighting each other. I said, you know what? I'm going to watch what happened. They was on the apron. Perfect time. Kick both of their big asses off. Boom. Number one contender for the motherfucking Uprising Championship. Cassidy Keefe, your ass is next. Woo. And that's what my weekend was about. And then, you know.
Wait, didn't you go to the WWE house show, man?
Yes, I did. I went to a WWE house show at Kalamazoo.
Was that a SmackDown or Raw?
It was Raw.
Okay.
Yeah. How was that?
Some unusual chants. We got on Let's Go Big Dog. Big Dog Sucks. The first time I heard that one. What was another? I started a He Got
right
Kids
up
chant for
right.
Slater. He Got Kids. I like that. And
I like Heath Slater, man. I always have. I always thought he's really underrated in my opinion. But
yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, the whole Nexus fell off, really.
Yeah, really.
Except Daniel Bryan.
He's the only one surviving, really.
Yeah.
I mean, because
everybody else is out.
Daniel Bryan, if you count him, but he's not in action, really. But
and Heath Slater's the only one that was Nexus and the Core that's still left.
Right. I guess, yeah.
Man, fuck the Core, man.
Man, fuck the Core, yeah. We don't like the Core. The Core was whack.
It was.
Yeah, man. They were definitely in Nexus.
Yeah, Ezekiel Jackson for no reason. Ezekiel Jackson, for no reason, became like
Big Rick,
didn't he?
They didn't have a WWE CW anymore?
No, they didn't. Oh. Shout out to WWE CW.
No, let's not shout that out.
But no, man, it was a pretty good event.
What was the crowd like there? Was it did it sell out? Was it close to sell out?
Close to sell out. I think cool. They, from what I heard, it's one of the biggest shows they've had there in a while. Because nice. Last time it was like nobody there, and this time it was like, oh.
It was kind of like that when we went to that house show. Was it by Christmas time that they had a Little Caesars? I mean, there was a lot of people, but they blocked off like the whole top of it.
They blocked off like half the section.
Yeah, I mean, put it this way. When I can get lower bowl tickets for $20, that tells you what we're talking
about. Was that the show with Lesnar, Kane, 35-second match?
No, that was in Chicago.
That was Chicago.
But Kane, like what's funny is that, you know, Kane did whoop on Braun Strowman's ass for about a good 15 minutes. And Braun Strowman had like a babyface comeback. And like it was crazy to see Braun Strowman get his ass whooped like that because – it hasn't happened in a long time. And then, you know, he had like the whole baby face fire up like John Cena and everything. And
wait, no. Hogan? Please don't put Braun and John Cena in the same.
You're right, because John Cena's way greater than Braun could ever be.
What?
That hurts Devin's soul. He's a little
salty. Hurts his soul because, you know, it's true right now. Can't nobody touch Cena's accolades or what he does in that ring.
I'm just going to say, even though I've said multiple times on this show I've become a fan of Cena, I really hope he doesn't beat AJ Styles just for the fact
that
I want to see AJ and Shinsuke.
Oh, we'll give our predictions later on.
Oh, yeah. We're going to that.
Oh, yeah. And matter of fact, we're going to have a guest picker. We'll talk about that a little bit.
Oh, later. We got a guest picker?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A guest for you, brother? A guest picker.
Nah, it's more for me because She fucking hates my guts number right now because
congratulations
because Roman Reigns the best or
congratulations
no according to our Facebook one. Live video if you're watching apparently I've made the list because she's not going to WrestleMania so
yeah he's number two right now
but what you about to say Kev go ahead
but shout out to Devin for making number one on the
shit
list of the shit list of Roman Reigns haters.
See, here's my thing, man. I don't want to really well since we ain't got no guests or nobody really going to
we'll go into that when we get our special guest on the show.
Why do y'all hate Roman Reigns, man?
We will save that for when we get our guest.
We'll although well, I wish
we'll save. I'll tell you this. I don't hate Roman Reigns.
No, we're going to save it. We're going to save
it.
We'll save the Roman Reigns talk for when we get on the show.
All right.
But hey Randy, how much time we got?
Yeah, it's about time for a break.
About time for a
break. Break time, motherfucker! Okay, that's my ears.
See, once again, Kyle, this is a microphone, right? And it picks up.
Yeah, you talk into it a lot and he doesn't talk into it. You know, then there's me and Devin.
It's
you know?
A good dichotomy, a good balance.
Yeah. And now you don't want to talk into the motherfucker.
One strains my eardrums, one erupts my eardrums. So.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the current product. And then we're going to give our picks for this weekend's Fastlane pay-per-view.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
And Festivus.
Who just made the list? She said one of y'all just made the list.
Yo, this is Spanky Hayes. Yeah, that guy. Faux pas, the funniest guy ever, .. yada, yada, yada. You're watching Knockouts and Three Counts. Well, you're not watching it, you're listening to it. But you're listening so hard that you can see it.
Thank you.
All right, we are see back. And that was a shout out to last week's guest, Mr. Spanky Hayes.
Hey,
yeah. And we're back, and we're going to talk a little bit about the current product, man. We don't want to talk too much because we want to get to these picks. But Mr. Kev,
yes, sir.
What's something that you absolutely want to talk about in the current product right now in WWE, man? Give you a moment to shine, sir.
Man, I want to talk about Braun Strowman's performance last night.
Okay.
I was wondering if anybody's going to bring that up.
Man, no, first off, Elias is freaking, he's freaking talented. He played piano and everything.
Yeah.
Elias, shout out to Elias for being a good musician.
Yes.
He got skills.
Man. Hey, and I got to say, his escape plan, was that last week or this week?
That was this week.
His escape plan was pretty elaborate. I got to say, it was well thought out.
and I like to tell Tim, I'm mad you just spoiled SmackDown for us. That's cool.
Okay, is it something that like pertains to like?
No, let's just leave that alone.
This Sunday though. Well, we kind of need to know.
No,
man,
we don't.
We live.
No, it's for Fastlane.
Yeah.
Is it a match announced?
No. Well, the match is already announced though, but it's
okay. Okay, it's got to do with the world title match.
We need to know what the matches are, okay, so we can do the prediction.
Okay, I can tell you what just happened.
All right.
Sammy turned on Kevin.
We knew that was coming though.
Okay.
I thought it was going to happen.
Wait, so they're keeping Sammy heel?
Yeah.
Good.
Even better.
I doubt it.
I hope so, but I doubt it.
Fans going to turn around.
I wouldn't doubt it.
It's not that he turned on him, or maybe he just got tired of his shit.
Can Kevin be a babyface?
I don't think so.
He could be a tweener.
I think he can.
I mean, he's already kind of a tweener.
He'll never be a full-blown babyface.
No.
Well, he did his little run with the Young Bucks and got pops and stuff like that.
But that was like Mark. Rushmore years.
That was what? PWG?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But what were you saying about Braun and Elias?
Oh. Elias is...
Alliance?
Yeah, Alliance.
Alliance MMA, shout out. Miles is doing his class there.
Word of the day.
But, yeah, the Elias, word of the day his is performance, Alliance. His talent on instruments, different instruments, like I was like, wow, he played more than just a guitar.
So my question is, like, where does that go for WrestleMania, man?
I have no idea.
Probably going to Braun and Elias.
I mean, but we've seen it.
Yeah, that should be like, the end of it last night.
How many times can you break a big-ass bass over someone's back, man, before it becomes
redundant? I guess it depends on if certain people pass certain tests. We'll see how that goes, you know?
Yeah?
What?
Who got a pass? What?
You know, accusations been out there and cases have been looked into about certain people passing certain tests.
Who?
Brock and Roman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So if them motherfuckers don't pass them tests and come to find out that they dropped dirty, Braun will end up winning that strap.
Can we be honest, man? We already know Brock is on something because he got busted in the UFC. But
he still clearly they don't care because Paul Heyman was teasing him going to UFC again.
They might not test for the same things either.
That's the thing I was going to ask. Like, what's the odds of Brock Lesnar actually beating Roman Reigns and holding the UFC title at the same time?
Oh, God, no.
Slim to none.
Oh, no.
Please, God, no.
Please, God, no. No, God, no, please. So how do you really feel?
How many different ways can you say please, God, no?
God, please, no. God, please, no.
No, God, please, God, I don't know.
Man, I don't know. Well, let me switch it up real quick.
Let's switch to God, no one, please.
Well played.
Wow. Go. I think we might actually get the right version of Woken Matt Hardy, man.
Yes.
I feel like they after what I saw yesterday, it looks like they're going to start doing it the right way because it was starting to get redundant and pointless. And I'm like, I don't want to see this anymore. But now they're starting to go back to the TNA version. We got to see Vanguard 1. We got to see Skarsgård, the dilapidated boat. Hopefully we get to see Senor Benjamin
and
Queen Rebecca.
Can I just say, not to steal your thunder, dude?
No, he's right here. He's still right there.
Yeah. But can I just say that I'm glad that at least for this one, they're going to do it at the actual Hardy compound and not that weird-ass house that they tried to do for
Hey, man.
Randy.
What was wrong? Okay, see, here's
it's
my
still
thing.
34 days.
I liked
they can
it.
Change it
why,
up.
I liked why is, it. Why is it wrong when Bray did it, but it wasn't wrong when Matt did it?
Good point.
Because it was a blatant copy.
Because, at least. Okay. But okay. Woke and Matt wasn't a blatant copy of Bray Wyatt?
Let me tell you why. Because in that match with Randy Orton.
Broken Matt came out first, though.
No, he didn't. Bray Wyatt been up. No, he's saying like you saying he's a copy of the Bray Wyatt character in general.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't think so, man.
I feel like they're different, though. They're I really different. Do.
I don't know, because if you look at early, you know, Bray Wyatt NXT montages and how he was out there in the field
yeah.
and had his
that,
followers.
That stuff I can see. I can see similarities.
Nah.
Even Bray Wyatt himself said it, that certain people wouldn't be broken if it wasn't for him, and there's a reason that Matt's working with
I
him
can see that.
But you know the House of Horror match, they made it seem like it was the same exact day when we seen that Randy Orton had shaved his face before he came back to the arena.
If it wasn't for one fan making that meme,
what was that, Randy?
I dropped my phone on the keyboard.
He just did. He literally just did one of these, and he's like,
I was hoping I didn't like turn off the broadcast or anything.
Oh,
are we still live?
Are we live?
Are we live?
Everything looks good.
Okay,
all right. All right. Cool.
Everything looks good.
Yeah, what were you saying, Kev?
Oh, no. Yeah. In the house, Randy Orton had a full beard. When he came back to the arena, his beard was shaved. I was like, okay.
Like, he had time to shave. He wanted to shave on his way to the arena. But no, I think if it wasn't for a fan making a meme of that, I don't think many people would have picked that up or even realized that. But because that person made a meme, now thousands and thousands of more people realize that they wouldn't have, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's a question about that. So how do you guys feel about the fact that they're going to do – obviously, they're doing this at Matt Hardy's spot. You know, like how do you feel about them doing something like that at WrestleMania where it won't be a live match?
Just don't project magic maggots onto the canvas anymore.
If they let Matt Hardy produce it, it'd be straight.
If it's Matt Hardy and Jeremy Borash,
yeah.
I'm cool with whatever they come up with.
You know, I think the last year's last year's match with the Wyatt compound match, I think that was highly hated and criticized for what it was, and nobody really gave it a chance. I remember I was not going to say where I was watching it. I'm not going to say the website. I don't want to get anybody in trouble. But I was watching it on the stream where fans could, you know, talk and chat on the side. And while they were talking and chatting on the side, as soon as the match started, it was just like, hey, like, this is stupid. This is stupid. Like, let the match progress. It obviously wasn't a one-scene match. It ended up being a three-part thing. And I think if the internet was just as wild and crazy if it was back in the Hollywood Brawl days, that Hollywood Backlot Brawl match would have got just as much hate as that Bray Wyatt match. But if you look back, that Hollywood Brawl match was entertaining for what it was. Piper socking Goldust in the face in front of everybody because he didn't want them to think, you know, whatever. I hate the word that I was about to say, but.
My only thing is this, and here I'll ring the bell before I say it. Seeing as I'm going to be there.
That's his shit, man.
Well, y'all motherfuckers been stealing my shit for the last 2 or 3 weeks, so it's only fair. But anyways, I just wonder how that's going to play out, having everybody in that arena, like, you know, watching the screen. Because I know that in the past when they've done stuff like that where people are watching it on the screen, you've heard a lot of backlash from the fans. Personally, I think the idea of doing that at the Hardy compound is cool. I just wonder how that's going to play out with it being.
Will we see Sister Abigail?
Nope.
I wish they would.
They probably will. I think so. I think it's going to be like with the Hardy compound match where
Willow came out
the water. It's gonna
I
be
would
like.
Quick, I've been saying that for a while, man. The way they've teased Sister
Abigail. What if Sister Abigail is Queen Rebecca?
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
That's a twist.
Wait, what were you about to say, Kev? I think I know what you was about to say.
Yeah. So the Lake of Rejuvenation.
The Lakers.
The
Lake of Rejuvenation.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see though Bray Wyatt and he come back as Husky Harris.
We don't want to see Lonzo Ball on the pay-per-view.
Kevin, or no will we get an IRS?
And please don't
will
bring
IRS show up, man. That's what I want to know.
No.
God, no. Why?
Will Bo come and save his brother?
Oh, now, I still believe. I
mean, now,
that's another chant that I forgot to mention earlier, though. We still believe.
Now, I don't know if anybody else agrees with me, but I really have said this for a long time now. I would have really liked to seen Bo go as part of the Wyatt.
Bo Wyatt, man. Yeah.
I really would have rathered that than, you know, when they kept adding all these other people. I thought it would have been kind of cool if they would have just put Bo with him.
No argument here.
Maybe Braun would come back and be part of the Wyatt family.
Hell no.
Don't need it.
Braun Wyatt?
Brown was already part of the Wyatt family.
I'm saying he become Brown Wyatt again?
No, he wasn't Brown Wyatt. He was Braun Strowman. He was just
but he might become Brown Wyatt this time.
Okay, we might as well go with that then. Let's go with that.
right, Daniel Bryan. It was
Daniel Wyatt.
Dang, I think they should bring the Wyatt family back together sooner or later, like they did with the Shield. I think
you, you don't like
reunion.
The Bludgeon Brothers.
I'm not saying that I don't like them. But
I liked it. I liked.
They could be the Bludgeon Brothers with the Wyatts. You know, they still the same. They still got the same names. You know,
but aren't the Bludgeon Brothers just War Machine?
Not really.
No, because War Machine is in NXT coming soon. Shout out to Sarah Logan.
Yeah. Oh, and that's another thing we didn't talk about with that NXT show either.
Oh, Johnny Gargano and
Candice LeRae versus Selena Vega Almas.
Hey, shout out to Selena Vega, man.
Shout out to Austin.
Dude, shout out to Austin.
Can we just say that for being short, good Lord Almighty, does she got a body. Hot damn.
Candice LeRae was kind of roll tied.
She was. She was, man.
Roll tied.
Roll tied.
Roll
tied.
Roll that tied.
Shout out to Conrad.
But, I don't know about you, dude, but I really thought, you know, out of all the matches on that card, either that match or the Aleister Black match by far were the best two on there. And I thought that they did a good job of splitting it both up. And I think agree. Zelina Vega did a damn good job as a heel and had good timing.
Okay. Who's coming up from NXT to be in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal? I hope it is Black.
I think it'd be
You think, but
wait,
I think.
Wait, don't we want to save that for a WrestleMania prediction?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we got a 2-hour show coming for that.
Seeing
one.
That y'all was at the NXT show, how was Aleister Black's interest in person?
Fucking sweet.
Well, he didn't do the, you know.
Because there was nowhere for him to do it.
All right, can I just say this about the Royal Oak Music Theater? It's a great venue, but it's kind of weird for wrestling, in my opinion.
Yeah, I could see that. Because of the way they had to set it up, like, because, like, where the ring was at. So, like, here's the ring, and you got the whole – the barricade was –
the listeners can see that kind of.
Look here, motherfucker. Ring's here, and the barricade is, like, way the fuck back here. So, like, Johnny Gargano's trying to reach out to these people, and he's like, I just can't reach you.
And then that's where the Ring of Honor show is going to be here May 12th, I think it is.
On the same hand, though, in the same way it was weird, I liked that because it was so small, I thought it made the atmosphere kind of cooler, though. In my opinion, I thought that it made it more, I don't want to say electric, but just because you're so enclosed, I thought it kind
of. Right. I like small venues. I just felt like that type of building doesn't necessarily
lend well to it.
The only reason I was asking, I know it was a small venue, but this past episode of NXT, he came out the crowd. Like,
are you talking about the.
At the center stage.
I don't like that arena either.
He talks loud in it. I'm talking about,
Yeah, I don't. For some reason, I don't like that center stage setup either, man. Because they have to like walk downstairs and stuff like that. It just seems weird.
Well, I think that's the only way they could get the smoke to work for him was to do it that way. True. If you notice, the smoke is coming down.
But I'm just talking about that building in general for wrestling. It just seems weird to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm just old school like that. I need that long ramp or at least a ramp. I like ramps.
He likes ramps.
I don't want stairs.
He once rode his bike across one.
The only downside to that show is I was really kind of hoping that Ricochet was going to be there. But
I was kind of hoping that John Cena showed up where I was at because John Cena is the greatest.
Free agent.
You know what? They kind of teased it a little bit. I was hoping that.
Can we talk about John Cena right quick?
Go ahead.
Can we? All right. First of all, I just want to say John Cena. It just doesn't get the credit he deserves. I mean, the fact that y'all still boo the man is just disrespectful to wrestling.
Well, they still say Kurt Angle sucked and everybody like Kurt Angle.
Nah. I'm talking about the boos he get. They don't boo Kurt Angle. When they say you suck, they happy and they cheering. They cheer him. They don't cheer John Cena. Why do y'all boo John Cena? And I'm talking to y'all because y'all the ones be in the audience booing John Cena.
We have a caller.
We have a caller?
We got a caller.
Wait, who do we have on the line here?
We got on the line.
Caller?
Caller, are you alive?
Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
We have a Miss Alicia on the line. What's up?
Excuse me. Am I Vicky Guerrero?
I was about to say it might be Vicky Guerrero.
Should have hit us with the black Vicky Guerrero.
You said it, not me.
What's up, Alicia? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm waiting to the studio to get quiet so everybody can have I can have everybody undivided attention.
So, okay.
We're not divided.
We're together.
Well, okay. We're going to go ahead and let you talk about your experience this past, what, Saturday? Was it Saturday or Friday?
Saturday.
It was Saturday.
Talk about Saturday. And then this is Devin you talking to. We're going to go ahead and work these issues out between us.
Did you cry?
But go ahead and talk about your day on Saturday.
Oh, she smelled his hair, though.
Okay.
You smelled his hair.
First of all, I was so excited. Can you all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah.
Okay, I kind of felt like a little kid. So,
you had to wring your panties out. What'd you say?
I felt like a little kid. Oh, okay. It was, I just had these childlike feelings, meeting Roman. I'm getting a lot of feedback from the show, so I'm turning down the volume because I'm still on the live stream. But, I was just so excited, and, pretty much Roman came out and he was very approachable. He, too, like Charlotte, also made sure that children with disabilities or adults with disabilities weren't left out. So he went back and forth from the stage down to the floor to meet and greet his fans. People was able to touch him. People was chanting.
Did you touch him?
He smiled. He had
fun. I was waiting for somebody to say that.
What?
You touched him?
Did you touch him?
Did you smell?
Well, when we leaned in for a hug, of course I was close. And I mean, it felt good.
Did you smell his hair?
You gonna tell everybody. You told me his hair smelled like red Fruit Loops.
Red Fruit Loops. Go ahead.
Wait, what was that, Alicia?
I'm not like in love or obsessed with like being Roman Reigns.
I call bullshit.
Anybody. I'm a legit fan.
I call bullshit.
Hey, legit.
Because Frank thinks that you're really obsessed with him.
I know, and I don't appreciate him.
Apparently, she's more obsessed with Tonga than she is Roman.
That's why he's on the list. Frankie T.
Oh, shit.
So, can
Frank and your son, Tim.
Wait, so, Alicia, can we talk about this list that you have real quick? Let's let the people know about
Don't
this.
Feel bad, Devin. Apparently, I just made the list, too.
Congratulations.
Thank you, well, sir.
Just what I always wanted in my life was to make the list.
Well, you all invited me on your platform to talk about the big dog, so... As his number one fan, I only feel that it's appropriate that I give him a few more minutes.
Ooh.
So, the experience was so surreal. He was very sweet. I did make mention of a few things. As a fan, it's like, what do you say? You know, this is like your once in a lifetime chance, unless you're going to go and stand in another line for 2 or 3 hours, which I don't plan to. And I just wanted to say something meaningful. I wanted to say something that he wouldn't forget. You know, he is the underdog, hated by a lot of people. So
damn
I
right.
What did you say,
wanted
woman?
Him to feel the love.
What did you say?
You know,
yeah, what did
very
you,
past.
What did you say to Roman? Here's my room key.
Well,
girl, you want to come to my hotel?
Baby, I'm going to give you my room key. I told him that undoubtedly I'm like his number one fan and this is the best day ever. And then I showed him my sign that I keep posted in my friend's basement. It's like the man cave. And nobody's able to touch it. And he smirked and he said, is that right? And we took our picture.
You ain't showing the picture. All right.
Okay.
Now let's go into why y'all hate Roman Reigns, man. What is up with this? Why y'all hate Roman Reigns?
My thing with Roman Reigns is the same thing that your thing with Miz.
His fans?
But basically. Like I like the.
How many Roman fans do you actually know?
A lot.
Really?
I do.
Really?
And
give me five. Die line.
Alicia. That's all that matters.
What do I do to make you hate Roman?
No, all I do is defend him from y'all smack talk.
Before
I even met you, it was like I was like y'all push. It's not even that they pushing the.
Before you met me, everybody used to like Roman.
No.
Let's break this down because the year Batista won the Royal Rumble, y'all type of fans, the IWC, whatever y'all want to call each other, y'all was all like, oh, they should have gave that to Roman. Why Batista? Oh, y'all should have gave that to Roman. The very next year, Roman won and y'all hated it.
Because that was Daniel Bryan's
time. Can I just say for the record, and my standpoint has stayed the same, even though I don't like some of the shit with Roman, and Tony can attest to this. I've also said on multiple occasions on this show that I totally understand why they've picked Roman to be the next guy. I get it.
I mean, that's arguable, him being the most marketable or whatever you want to think that
and
is
I mean,
the reason.
I give the guy credit. He's had a at first, he was in the same boat as John Cena where he had a lot of shitty matches.
Whoa, don't you ever disrespect a great John Cena like that.
I mean, dude, he John had some Cena. Shitty matches at the beginning.
I'm saying,
okay, let me ask you this. Kevin Owens' best match in the WWE was against who? John fucking Cena. All right.
That was John, was it or was it not later on though?
Was it or was it not John Cena? That's what we're talking about.
I agree.
We're talking about John Cena. John Cena.
I thought we were talking about Roman Reigns.
Okay. We're talking about both because I want to get this John Cena hate over with. I need y'all to stop hating John Cena. John Cena.
Before you walked in the show.
Kyle. You're not getting off the list. So well, don't try to
fuck the list.
You know, fraternize with me tonight.
He said he got on a highlighter hoodie. He got on a highlighter hoodie.
You wouldn't even take my poster to WrestleMania, and it would have been a nice one with lights.
First of all, it would have gotten crushed. Second of all,
I would have got my hands on and crushed that motherfucker.
Let's talk about Roman.
Yeah, second of all, let me say this. Y'all say
the same reason y'all hate Roman is the same reason y'all hated Cena. Reason number one, y'all say, oh, he gets shoved down our throat. Y'all love Braun Strowman for the same reason of getting shoved down y'all throat. Y'all say he do the same old shit. Y'all say he do the same old shit. Braun Strowman does the same old shit every week, and y'all love it. What's the difference with y'all getting y'all hurt on for Braun, but y'all hating Roman Reigns? What is up with that? Somebody explain that to me.
Tony. I hate his spear. That's it for me.
You hate his spear?
Yes.
His spear is dope.
No, hey. Not. As soon as Braun Strowman.
Spear Devin right now. Tony,
that was Kev that said that.
That was me. That was Kevin
that
said
that.
Well, that was Kev.
Wait, hold on.
His spear sucks.
First of all, let me just say this. Thank you, Alicia, for making me number one on the list. And I worked really hard for that. And I'm really proud of myself being number one on that list. And I also got to say, you know, when you get that number one spot, you then have a target on your back. So I'm going to work even harder. Now that I am number one, to keep that number one.
See, now you're giving them a reason to hate on Roman. Yo, wait, let me just say this. Your list is giving them a reason to hate on Roman. But, so don't give them more initiative to hate.
Can I just say, the only thing I got to say is to clarify what you were asking. You were saying that we all thought that Cena's in the same way we thought Cena's matches sucked in the beginning. I said it was the same with Roman.
Well, no. We talking about y'all loving Roman. Y'all loving Braun for the same reason y'all hating Roman.
I just got to say, look, I will be the first to admit both Cena and Roman, I appreciate the fact, especially being that I work with kids with disabilities, that they both take the time out for the fans. Second of all, I have said it on multiple occasions. I feel like both have had a lot better matches. And I'll agree with you. Kevin Owens' best match was with Cena.
A lot of people's best match was with Cena. But let me say this:
If you
going off of Cena's bad matches, he was having his worst matches is when he was getting the biggest reaction from the crowd. Back before the crowd started booing him, when he was Thuganomics, loved him more than y'all ever hated him.
I liked that character better, but that's still.
What is?
Hey, can I just say? Fuck Roman Reigns in general.
All right, let's get to these.
All right.
He hates Roman for the same reason he loved Braun. But
fuck the list. We'll have to continue this.
Devin, I got something for you Sunday. You're going to like it, too.
Oh, no.
What? First of all, let me just.
I got a gift for you.
Wait, first of all, let me just say, my girlfriend, hey, how you doing, baby? I don't know what she's talking about. I'm not doing nothing with her. Then, second of all,
really?
I'll see you.
Really?
Pack as fuck.
Really?
Hey, look, I got to protect my own ass. That's all that was. All
right, so. I think my mic is on. Let's get into.
I think
you got to spin it around.
Alicia, you want to do some picks with us?
Say something.
Hello?
Sure, not a problem.
All right, we're going to go ahead and.
Fuck you, Kev.
We're going to go ahead and give our picks for Fastlane, which is a SmackDown pay-per-view. It's probably the
last SmackDown pay-per-view.
Exactly.
Before WrestleMania.
No, period. No.
It's the new year.
It's the last SmackDown. It's the last SmackDown pay-per-view, period.
All right. We're going to run through these real quick. All right. First match, Becky Lynch and Naomi versus Natalya and Carmella. Alicia, who do you have in this match?
Becky Lynch.
Becky
and Natalya.
Well, I thought they were doing like a tag team thing, right?
Yeah, Becky and Naomi versus Natalya.
Becky and Naomi.
Yeah,
all right.
Becky and Naomi.
Kyle,
Becky and Naomi.
Kev,
Becky and Naomi.
Tony,
Becky and Naomi.
Fuck it, I'm going with Natalya. We're not putting that on this.
You always want to go against the fucking grain.
Yeah, that's why you lose. All right. No.
That's Trish what you Stratus. Lost last time.
It is.
All right. That's true. I didn't know this match was happening. Shinsuke Nakamura versus Rusev.
I didn't hear that.
I didn't know about that either.
Well, Kyle, you first.
Shinsuke?
Kev?
Shinsuke.
Tony?
That's obvious.
All right, I'll give you Rusev Day.
No.
Who going to WrestleMania, man? Who going to the next show to fight for the night top title, man? That's obvious.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be Shin.
Okay. You going to put Naka?
Alicia, you going with Shinsuke?
Shinsuke.
All righty. Yep. Across the board. This is getting boring. we got Charlotte Flair defending her women's championship against Ruby Riott. Kev.
Charlotte.
Mr. Thunder.
I'm going to give it to Carmella.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Really?
I'm going to give it to Carmella.
That's your official pick.
That's my official pick.
Hey, no take backsies.
Nah. I'm going for Carmella.
Carmella.
I'm going to give it to Carmella.
Carmella. All right. I'm going with Charlotte.
Fuck you, bitch. Oh.
Damn.
I forgot. Alicia?
Rick Flair's son.
Oh, you too? Damn. Kyle?
I'm going with Charlotte.
All right, this is getting real boring. All right. We got the Usos. Well, dude,
they're all pretty much predictable. They ain't gonna. The only one that you might get a change, and I don't think it is the AJ Styles.
This
well, we got the Usos versus the New Day. Mr. Thunder,
New Day win it. The Usos get their rematch at WrestleMania.
Damn it! I actually agree with you, New Day. Alicia, who do you have, New Day or the Usos?
Usos.
All right.
Day one ish.
Kyle,
not day two.
I'm not going against the Usos again. Last time I did, I lost.
And Kev,
Usos.
All right, me and Thunder out here by ourselves. That's cool. All right, last two picks. We have Bobby Roode versus Randy Orton. Me, I'm going with Randy Orton. Why not? Alicia,
the Viper.
All righty. Kyle,
Glorious.
Kev.
Bobby.
And Mr. Thunder.
I'll give it to Rude.
All righty. Last match. AJ Styles, John Cena, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Baron Corbin, and Dolph Ziggler.
Plus little Jimmy, R-Truth's invisible little friend.
What?
What?
Is he going to be in this match?
This is news to me.
What?
Alicia.
They throwing anybody in there. What?
Alicia, your pick.
I'm going with AJ Styles. He's going to beat all of them somehow.
All righty. Kyle.
They don't want none.
Kev.
I'm going against the grain. Sammy.
Sammy?
What hell no.
I love that marriage. I like that. It.
Yeah, me too.
Tony.
Man, I really am hoping for Ziggler or Cena. Fuck it, I'm going with Cena. Since Kevin threw his pick away, I'm going to throw my pick away. Cena.
I'll throw it away because I don't want to be boring like he just keeps saying.
Cena.
I got to say, if it ain't going to be AJ because I really want to see this AJ Shinsuke, I would love to see Ziggler get the belt again.
Dude. Fuck it, Cena. I'm going to say Kevin Owens just to make it fun. All right,
there you should have said Ziggler to make it fun.
You could have said Ziggler.
I could have. I said Cena.
But Alicia, thank you for joining us. We will see you Sunday, right? At Bailey's?
Yeah. Yeah, I have a glass of Shaderade for you. So.
Oh. Sure. My granny go be there, y'all. My granny go be there. Y'all go meet Granny Thunder.
That's granny what's up.
Yeah, my granny probably know more wrestling than all y'all combined.
Hey, Alicia, you want to throw some social media out there? You got something going on that you need to promote?
Tony's trying to set up our endorsement with Slim Jim.
Everybody, nah. I can't wait till next year, March the 3rd. That is official Roman's Day.
No, that's my mama's day.
His birthday
I'm just saying.
Is May the 25th. And that's awesome.
What color drawers did he have on when you met him?
I don't know.
She'd have liked to find out.
I just want
to
say.
I'm just a legit fan.
That's my mama's day, just saying.
Day two as a vegan, I was going to eat those Slim Jims, but I'm a vegan. Day two as a vegan, I'm going on a 10-day vegan fast.
I like that.
All right, folks, we got to get up out of here. Hey, catch all of our social media on ko3cpod.com. And
boom.
Tony, any shows real quick? No?
I don't know.
Anything coming up?
April 14th, TXC. Shout out to Joe Battaglia. Check out Marco, Adrian, and Manib coming March 27th and April 3rd.
On the 17th, I'll be at POG.
I'll talk about that next week. Coming soon.
And
check out the website too, motherfuckers.
Throw out the Facebook page, Kev.
At Tony Thunder.
That one too.
Reality Air News.
And SouthfieldQualityCars.com. Go ahead and get that car. And
1939.
No, 19309.
1939, fuck your couch!
With all that being said, fuck your couch. We're out.